FLOWERS at YAHOO.COM. JoJo Flowers is another proud underwriting sponsor of KAYTKQJO-FM.
Introducing Kai Detox Tea from Tava, a leader in the health and dietary industry. Sip and savor the flavor of Kai Detox Tea. Kai Detox Tea can gently and effectively cleanse your body of everyday impurities and help you feel your very best. Kai Detox Tea contains all natural ingredients and can be served hot or cold. For increased energy and weight loss, it's Tava Kai Detox Tea. Available now at 318-623-9503 or 318-319-8472. This message is brought to you by Fannie Reed, a proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM.
Boyce Community Funeral Home, owned by Reverend Herbert Green, is dedicated to providing high-quality funeral services. Our professional and friendly staff believes in offering unpressured decision-making, allowing arrangements to be made in the privacy of your own home. We also offer our clients a complete church facility with repass accommodations located in Pineville, Louisiana. Boyce Community Funeral Home offers pre-arranged funeral services and accepts all life and burial insurance policies and can pre-arrange your funeral service using your present insurance policy. We also supply in and out-of-state shipping. Boyce Community Funeral Home gives you and your family peace of mind today for tomorrow, offering compassion, comfort, and trust. We are located at 704 Longford Street in Boyce, Louisiana. Our phone number is 318-793-5125 or 318-613-8659. The website is www.boycecommunityfuneralhome.com. We are here when you need us. Boyce Community Funeral Home is a proud sponsor of KAYT.
Hi, I'm Mark Smeeby, and this is a Live Hope Minute. Are you ready for what God has next for you? 1 Peter 5, 6, and 7 says, "If you will humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, in his good time, he will lift you up." So what does lift you up mean? That he will raise me up on eagle's wings? That love will lift me up where I belong? Pardon the humorous song references, but I have always thought of that verse as meaning that when I'm humble, then God will promote me. You know, give me a promotion out of this place I am now into the next place, which of course will be better. That seems a bit ego-driven, but perhaps what it really means is once I surrender my ego, then God will hold me up. Hope says God is loving me and turning me into his child, making me holy and perfect. That's the kind of promotion I can look forward to. Connect with us at livehopenow.com.
This is what it means to live whole.
Well, let's take the time to say happy birthday to the special people who celebrate the 11th of February as their birthday. Let's go to the list. Happy birthday, Dopus. Say, look, Ma. Janice Ellis. Rod Antoon. Lizzie Torelli. Deborah Hunter Jackson. Ebbs Always Smiling. Nicole Bonton. Bobby Allen Rhodes Sr. Jasmine Foster. LaShante Smith. Natasha Renee Drakes. Jerome Liggins. Overstreet Bird Doris. Jackie Chapman. And everyone around the world who celebrates a birthday today, may you live long and prosper.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday from the Wade Hampton Show.
And And of course, in case you run across any of the birthday people around town, or if we've missed anyone, make sure you give them a handshake, a hug, a smile, and maybe some cash to let them know that they are loved, that they are special, and that they're truly worthy of the honor on this, their birthday. Let's talk about today's Bible Jeopardy, okay? This is from the category Name the Book for 800 points. What does chapter 15 of 1 Corinthians discuss? Do they talk about love, the resurrection, the Lord's Supper, or spiritual gifts? Well, you're going to have to read some 57 verses of that. 1 Corinthians 15 from verses 1 to 58 gives you the answer. And if you responded, what is the resurrection? That would be the correct response. What is the resurrection? And I thank you so much for tuning in and for playing Bible Jeopardy with us today. You know, I was reading from the scripture, 2 Peter, verses 2 Peter 1, chapter 1, verses 4, verse 4. And this is what it says. It says that he, talking about God, has given us great and precious gifts, he promised, so that by means of these gifts you may escape from the destructive lust that is in the world and may come to share the divine nature. And that tells me that when we come to Christ, the old nature that we had, the old sinful nature where we just couldn't help ourselves, is gone. There's a new nature, a nature of Jesus Christ that's in us, so that even if we mess up, even if we're dibbling and dabbling here and there, God is not mad at us. That tells me that we're still his precious child at that point. We're a precious child that still has some growing to do, you know. So I'm saying all of that to say this. If you're in Christ and you mess up, you do something that is not of God, then don't be down on yourself. Don't criticize yourself. Don't doubt your identity, you know, because you can start to be hard on yourself, and the devil, the enemy, will be the cheerleader for you in doubting yourself and telling you that you're no good and you just can't get it right. See, the devil is going to lead you in all of that stuff. Don't let him do that. So don't be down on yourself. So even if you're caught in a fault and you find yourself coming short in some way, just raise up and know that you have a new nature, a divine nature inside of you. You're a king and a priest in the name of Jesus. And I hope that that helps some people today. And I'm hoping that we'll do this again tomorrow morning, bright and early, following On Point Talk with Carlette and David Christmas. Hey, coming up at the top of the hour, it's Messenger Metric McGillander with the Three of Us Ministries. You need to stay tuned for that. Remember this, there are two kind of people in the world, those that think they can and those that think they can't. And you know what? They're both right. Now, which one of them are you? Make sure you keep the dream alive. Keep praying, keep positive, and keep the peace. And above all, stay unstoppable. And if you're a go-getter, keep going to get it. You may not get it all in one day, but one day you will get it all. So until we meet again, love yourself, love each other, and enjoy your life.
Wowzers. Oh, man. Well, man, our God is extraordinary, man. And he deserves no ordinary worship. Man, we thank God for that. You guys probably remember this one. Wherever you are in your homes, I just want you to listen to the lyrics. It says, I think you know this. I don't want to keep on singing and keep sinning. I don't want to live for you, not see you. Before I get to the gate, please hold me close.
don't let me go. Hold me close, yeah. I don't wanna keep on preaching and not believing. I don't wanna keep on running, tripping over my sin, myself.
Church on Sunday morning, Grandma's hand played a tambourine so well. Grandma's hand used to issue out a warning. She'd say, Billy, don't you run so fast, might fall on a piece of glass, might be snakes there in that grass. Grandma's hand, Grandma's hand, soothe the local unwed mother. Grandma's hand used to ache sometimes and swell. Grandma's hand used to lift her face and tell her, she'd say, baby, Grandma, understand that you really love that man. Put yourself in Jesus' hands, Grandma's hand. Used to hand me piece of candy. Grandma's hand picked me up each time I fell. Grandma's hand, boy, they really came in a handy. She'd say, Matty, don't you whip that boy, what you wanna spank him for? He didn't drop no apple core, but I don't have Grandma anymore. If I get to heaven, I'll look for Grandma's hand.
This is KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And K265.